This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, many on the political left are up in arms on this Monday morning after more than 100 workers who participated in last week's Day Without Immigrant protest were fired when they returned to work.
Yeah, get that. If you walk out of work, you get fired. But our own Stuart Varney is a legal immigrant who says the left has completely distorted the immigration issue.
They have.
Stuart Varney, the host of Varney and Company on the Fox Business Network, joins us now. You say they have.
Oh, absolutely they have. The left wants to make out that somehow or other America, and President Trump in particular, are opposed to all immigrants. That is flat out, obviously, not true. The president's wife, the first lady, is an immigrant, sure. And America admits 1 million legal immigrants to this country every single year. To suggest that we are anti-immigrant as a country and as a presidency is nonsense. Well, and that's what that Day Without Immigrants was all about.
Sure,
they were trying to say that America doesn't like immigrants, or Trump doesn't like immigrants. That's absolutely not true.
But what's the business to do? There's a company, Bradley Coatings, yep. Where the night before the rally, the protest, a whole bunch of people said, by the way, we're not showing up tomorrow. And apparently they had a bunch of orders to fill, and when they came back to work the next day, they got the pink slip.
Well, I think that that's entirely legitimate. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to hurt the business that you work for by going out on a political demonstration, you hurt your own business, you hurt your own company, I think management has every right to fire you.
You know, it reminds me here, Scott, of Ronald Reagan and the air traffic controllers. Remember, they want to standardize. Say, babe, you know, I show up for work. You know, got along without you before I met you. Bye bye, Felicia. And here it is. So these businesses have every right. I mean, when you have committed, just like the business has committed X amount of dollars to pay your salary, and they've committed to their to their clients, their customers, that they're going to provide and be on time, because that's what businesses do. That, you know, people want to know the number one thing that consumers want to know about the people they do business with is, are they consistent? Are they going to deliver? Now, in the midst of all this, now for the sake of some political interest, I'm saying, hey, great, I'm glad you're involved in the political process. But you got to know when to do it. Be smart about it. You don't walk off the job and think you're going to come back, and they need you oh so badly that you're not going to be replaced. I mean, this is not what's happening. I mean, it's kind of like, and we're going to talk about this later on, in terms of the technology. See, all this attitude and all this stuff creates problems for the business people, because they've got to know what they can count on. They got to know what they can deliver. And if you start having your employee base going wiggy, well, what does that do? That tells them all the more that, hey, look, I might as well go robotic. If I go robotic here, I've got less issues of, microaggression and safe places. Because robots don't know that kind of stuff. You know, they're emotional, you know. But for the people, which, you know, we're kind of like feeding into this process. We're creating our own irrelevance by doing this sort of stuff. You got to be a lot smarter than this. And especially in light of the way business is moving. You know, the other day, as I mentioned, Mark Cuban had said something. I'm not a real fan of Mark Cuban necessarily. There's some certain things I like about him, but politically he's kind of out there. But he did say something that made a lot of sense to me. That he was concerned that Donald Trump was not really pushing the new technology. And Elon Musk is also talking about this issue as well, which we'll get into more detail in the coming days here on Bill Martinez Live. And that is that, you know, the labor force of our country has to wake up to this new technology. You've got to be ready to be flexible and be ready to run and be quick about it, as John Wooden would say. So You know, this is stuff that's coming on the horizon, and you need to be aware of it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the goal. You know, as the statement says, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And it's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be tough because what we're coming against. I mean, you can see what's happening on the streets of America. And people don't want to show up for work because they want to go out and protest. Reminds me of, you know, this client I had back in the 70s. And he worked with a lot of Hispanics. And one year, you know, out of the kindness of his heart, he decided to honor a Mexican holiday. And so he has a barbecue there at the business, a whole barbecue, invites the families over, lets them off early and everything else, the whole deal. Gives them, you know, kind of a paid day barbecue fun deal, his way of saying thanks. Well, it comes along, this was back in the days when we celebrated the both President's Day. I think it was Lincoln's birthday. And they decided, a number, a percentage of them decided not to come to work. They said, well, it's a, you know, it's a holiday. And so in order to qualify, when they came back, if they didn't know what the holiday was for, I mean, this is almost like Jesse Waters' Man on the Street kind of stuff, he let him go. You know, so it just like it really galled him that here on one hand, he was being very gracious and acknowledging a part of their culture and gave them this gift, and then they turn around and put it to him. And it's just like, you know, you got to be thinking, people. I mean, this is about your own livelihood here. And to be political, I'm not saying don't be political. You got to do it, but you do it responsibly. Anyway, enough of this stuff. We got Tom Borelli, and we're going to talk about, again, you know, these things that we're dealing with. Climate change, huh? And we got some big changes on the horizon here. And so Dr. Tom Borelli is here to bring some reason and, you know, let us know what we can look forward to. He's a climate change energy expert, a contributor with Conservative Review. And you see him regularly on Fox News, along with his lovely wife, Deneen Borelli, as well. Hey, Tom, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, always good to have you here. We got another seat filled in the cabinet, an important one here for the EPA. Scott Pruitt has now been finally confirmed. And people are seeing some changes here. I mean, definitely less regulation and, you know, kind of get the EPA Gestapo in check here.
You know, Bill, it really is an absolute miracle. I was just talking about that today with Deneen, my wife, that if you wake up one morning and find Scott Pruitt running the EPA and about to unwind the entire President Obama climate change agenda, I mean, that would just be a dream. But today it's reality.
Right.
And for your listeners and for the American people, this is so hugely important because we're going to be talking about less regulation, which translates to economic growth and more jobs. And in fact, the discussion today is very well timed. You must have your crystal ball out. Because
No, I have you. I have, you're my crystal ball. You know that. We've already talked about this.
No, you're right on target, because as we speak, or in a couple of hours, Bob Pruitt, the new EPA administrator who was just nominated last week, he's going to be addressing the EPA employees.
Wow.
So fasten your seatbelts for that discussion. Yeah.
Well, you see, and this is what we're talking about, this sentiment, Tom, that's been going around here in this government. You've got people coming in that are totally antithetical. I mean, for the last 8 years, they've had their way with the bureaucracy. It was all about them. The EPA wielded a mighty stick, and they were not reticent to use it. I would really celebrate. I mean, I'm celebrating Scott Pruitt's confirmation. That is awesome. I'd really celebrate him if he could reclaim some of that wasted money that the administration used. You know, our money and how it was wasted. I've often used the analogy that it was as if Barack Obama and Joe Biden were, Don Quixote and Sancho Pancho fighting windmills with this EPA thing. I mean, we spent so much money, and, what do we have to show for it?
Well, the most important thing is, it's like anything else in life. You have to learn from the past and project to the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, the future today under President Trump is that the EPA is going to be, a lot of the regulations that were issued over the past 8 years are going to be unwound and undone.
Yeah.
And one of the first ones, I think, in today's Washington Post, they're talking about Trump's going to issue an executive order to unwind EPA's Clean Power Plan rule. That was the heart of President Obama's climate change agenda, and that was one of the big rules that was responsible for really the bankrupting of the coal industry.
Exactly.
So that one actually was blocked by the Supreme Court. So they're going to rewrite that rule, which is, very, very significant.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott Pruitt's going to find out the same way that Donald Trump is finding out, Mike Flynn found out, Arnold Schwarzenegger in California found out, and that is that this bureaucracy is well entrenched, and they're not going to go away easy. They're fighting with everything that's left in them. Because they're ideologically fixed here, Tom, most of them. I mean, this has been the grape juice that they've been drinking for decades, and they are firmly convinced that, this earth would be to hell in a handbasket if it wasn't for them.
Bill, you're so right on that point, and it's a sophisticated point that a lot of people don't realize. And they think you have a new administration that it's all going to be Republican, it's all going to be Democrat. No, not at all. It's really the bureaucracies that really dictate a lot of what goes on. And there's going to be resistance from within the bureaucracy against Scott Pruitt. And we saw what happened with General Flynn.
Exactly.
They have their own agenda. And when you come to the EPA, it's not like a lot of these individuals are just everyday Americans trying to help the environment. A lot of these people in the EPA, too many people in the EPA, are environmental zealots. They're there on a mission. Their mission isn't to fairly look at the science and try to figure out what to regulate or not. No, their mission is to regulate as fast and as much as they can, because for too many of them, it's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the amazing things about President Trump, what he's been able to do, not really himself, but the consequence of him being in power and during the election, is he smoked out and exposed to such degree all of the, I call it the left infrastructure, that is really bent on making big government permanent. We saw that with the Ninth Circuit. Who ever heard of the Ninth Circuit Court before? Now everybody's an expert on the Ninth Circuit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to be learning about the bureaucracy and how they run their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these issues have been going on forever, but now they're becoming public. Now they're being exposed. And I think that's really an important development, because once it's exposed, then we can figure out a way to deal with it.
Well, it's going to be a fight. I mean, it's another one of the wars, whether it's culture, whether it has to do with immigration. I mean, this is within the inner workings of our very government. We have a war, right now going on for this republic. And another term that we will hear more of is that deep state, and that's what you're referring to, kind of that hidden government that's operating, pulling strings, that's well entrenched within the bureaucracy, and they know how to stay low, and they figure, hey, look, we can We'll stay low. We'll go along to get along. Hopefully, things will change in the next 4 years. Worst case, we may have to take it for eight. But we will live to fight another day. Tom Borelli is with us. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. In fact, including the entire presentation from the first Black American Senate chaplain and Seventh-day Adventist, Rear Admiral Barry Black. I don't know if you had a chance. I mean, we played a little bit when he opened up the show. the first 5 minutes of that, talking about, you know, how the senators and congressmen come together and Bible studies and people in powerful positions meet every week. And he's going, where's C-SPAN when you need them to see what's going on? That you have people in leadership who understand the awesomeness of their responsibility in serving we the people. But anyway, you will be blessed by that, and also by our impersonator of George W. Bush, John Morgan. He's got a great, great song there, Ode to Donald Trump, that is a hoot, and you'll want to share with your friends as well. So our gift to you. Back with Tom Borelli, climate change energy expert, contributor with a Conservative Review. You also see him regularly on Fox News, along with his wife, Deneen. Tom, this contention over climate change, can we bring legitimate science back into the conversation? That, I think, is going to be Scott Pruitt's biggest job, isn't it?
Yeah, I think first thing he's going to do is unwinding some of these regulations, and the other thing is really to put really science back in the EPA. And, you know, one of the things that Congress has been talking about, and I've been a big advocate for a long time, is really this general term we call data access, but when the government is going to issue a huge regulation, the scientific data supporting that regulation, the data should be made publicly available so that everybody can see it, to see if people are twisting the numbers. It's transparency. And it's, you know, sometimes it's called what the EPA has been doing, a lot of government agencies, secret science. It's like, just trust us.
Right.
But at the same time, like we talked earlier in the segment, when you have people who are emotionally committed to an agenda and a result, you know, as a scientist, and I was trained as a scientist, you have to maintain your objectivity. But the best way to maintain your objectivity is to put it all out there. This is my answer, and this is how I got there.
Exactly.
Any questions? And, you know, when you publish scientific papers, and I did a number of them, you need to have an area that's called materials and methods. This is what I did, and this is how I did it. And the whole idea is, if I did it, somebody else should be able to reproduce
it. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's a hallmark of science, and that needs to get back into the regulatory agencies.
And this is going to be a paradigm shift. I mean, and cause some brain damage for people, Tom, because they have bought into this. I mean, I have had many a conversation that, oh my gosh, it almost gets pugilistic, and go, whoa, wait, we're just trying to have a discussion here. And, you know, as you say, you know, what are the methods? What's the information here so that, it has veracity? But too much of this gets into opinion. And, you know, as we often say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And this is why the facts can be stubborn things. But we've got a process to go through here, because you're not all of a sudden just going to be able, you know, as nice a guy as Scott Pruitt can be, he's not just going to be able to come in and say, okay, hey, we got a new religion here, get ready to go, you know, here's the new grape juice. I ain't going to happen that easy.
No, especially with the number of employees he's inheriting and their focus on the world. But, it's a process. It took us many years to get here. It's going to take some years to get out. And kind of the sad thing about all of this is, even when you get back to the media, it really is, who do you believe anymore?
Right.
When you see a headline, do you believe it? When you see a scientific headline, do you believe it? And again, you know, being trained as a scientist, I've always been a skeptic. You know, show it to me. My name's Thomas, Downey Thomas.
Right. Well, you're supposed to be. That's what science is all about. You keep asking questions, right?
It's not supposed not to be the cheerleaders and the pom-poms and this is the result. No, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be tough. You're supposed to defend everything you put out there, which is like free speech these days. You can be criticized for saying the sky is blue.
Right, exactly. Well, it's unless you got, if you got government funding, you know, to support the research, that all of a sudden it's green, you're selling green. You know, green's the good color, you know, and you get all these PhDs and scientists behind it because, you know, that old management principle, people will do that which they get rewarded for. And here they are, and I've got to imagine for some scientists, this is really going to be tough on them to reconcile that they've been, they've been duped, and they've been duping others. all for the sake of this false religion. And I think you put it very appropriately. And it's a very aggressive religion, because if you don't go along with what they say, hey, you're kicked out of college campuses, no more reindeer games for you, you're not invited to those influential cocktail parties that everybody lives for, Tom. You know, that's a bummer.
No, absolutely. And even more important to your point, it's the funding.
Yes.
It would be hard for people who are skeptical of, you know, the whole man-made climate change agenda to get government funding. Because the people funding it are already a part of that religion. And so that really, really makes it difficult. And there have been a number of scientists, climate scientists and geologists have really worked hard and taken a lot of arrows for, you know, just questioning the science and questioning the absolute conclusion. And those people deserve a lot of credit because, you know, they're getting a lot of criticism within their own community.
Exactly. Well, and so you have the people who have been buying into this false science. They've been a bit compelled. They've been bought, you know, with, like you say, with these government grants to give them the research that they want to hear in order to justify their agenda. And, you know, you got these kids, you know, that have gone to school looking for a better education, and they've been indoctrinated by these professors, and they come out like, I want to say like kids in brown shirts, but that's a little extreme. But they are very, very passionate about what they think they know.
But, and that's the key word, passion. It's a lot of it's based on emotion without a lot of critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very dangerous way to enter the world when you're graduating college, especially if you're coming out of safe spaces, whatever the hell that is.
Exactly.
Growing up in an urban area, there was no such thing as a safe space.
I know, really. Could you imagine that? My mother would show me a safe place real quick. The safest place sometimes was as far away from her left hand and her left hook as I could be. That was a safe place for me. and what followed shortly after that, if it needed, you know, was a little bit of rolling pin justice, or, you know, in our culture it was a chancla, a little house slipper or something. You know, she'd fire it over you, and it was enough to embarrass you and get you back on the right track, you know. That's what we need. We need a bunch of Mexican mothers, I'm convinced, just come out with their rolling pins and throw it over the heads of the government. People would probably go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. We'll get back on track here. But, you know, that's the thing. And what I want people to hear, Tom, and I know you're saying the same thing, is look at, we can realize that we made some mistakes. Let's get some real science in this deal. Let's figure out because the EPA has done some good things along the way. I grew up in Southern California when I was a kid. I couldn't breathe some of the time. You know, we used to play baseball games. We traveled all over Southern California. We lived on the coast. We didn't deal with smog that bad. You saw it on the horizon looking into L.A. But if you had ever had to go into L.A., Tom, I can't even tell you how many baseball games we played. We had to bring oxygen tanks with us. That's how bad it was. So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to the EPA and the environmental adjustments that we made. But now we need to get to a point to where it's responsible and there's a measured, cause and effect, and we get appropriate return on investment toward this, and we're not trying to create something that's not.
No, absolutely. And a lot of this is all connected. You know, President Trump obviously is going to be pulling back a lot of these regulations. And a lot of these regulations have really pushed a lot of companies overseas because they don't have the sorts of regulations we have. So we haven't been playing on a level playing field. What we need is, you know, regulations that make sense for the cost-benefit relationship. And as you mentioned, our environment is a lot cleaner than it was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the appropriate time to say, well, have we done enough?
Right. Exactly. And where have we gone to diminishing returns here? Dr. Tom Borelli, authority on energy policy, crony capitalism, all that good stuff. And it's always good to have his insight. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, for more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your ideas, your thoughts. Send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. But we've got added information to share with you when it comes to Straight Talk. And it's with the wildly funny actress, writer, stand-up comedian, Natasha Leggero. She is partnering with Straight Talk Wireless, a no-contract wireless service, to give the online world a dose of Straight Talk by sharing her tips on the smartest, sharpest, most charming ways to improve online conversation to ensure we're all reading and writing content content worthy of our smartphone data. Now, she's one of Hollywood's in-demand personalities who's garnered attention across film, TV, and the web, currently filming the third season of another period on Comedy Central, a show she created, writes for, produces, stars. I mean, she does everything. I think she even brings donuts there, too. I mean, she does it all. And, of course, she does this alongside other fellow comedians. She's also filming the second season of Showtime's original comedy series, Dice, which she co-stars with Andrew Dice Clay. Both series are set to premiere later this year. Natasha, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
I hope you don't mind me bragging on you a little bit. I mean, what a great career you've enjoyed and how it's taken off. I mean, it is a good thing, and I'm glad that you could come on with us.
I feel very fortunate. It was nice to hear you say all that stuff. It made me feel good.
Well, excellent. Well, Natasha, we want to give the online world a dose of straight talk, and you've got some great tips to share on the smartest, sharpest, and most charming ways to improve our online conversation. So what are your biggest pet peeves when it comes to social media and online content?
Oh, God, I have so many. Yes. I'd say right now on Instagram, it's pretty annoying. Like, first of all, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and there were so many posts of people's lovers. Like, all my cool friends, these cool comedians, everyone's all of a sudden posting these sappy pictures of their loved ones. I don't think it was that bad last year. It was just, like, completely oversharing, I thought.
Yeah. I think people are learning more how to use the system and getting carried away with it, right?
Exactly. Another bad one that I've seen right now is workout posts. People, a lot of celebrities on Instagram are posting these workout pictures. They're in full hair and makeup. I don't even know how they get these angles. Like, they're clearly stopping their workout and asking their trainer to take a picture of their butt. Did you see Mariah Carey posted one the other day? She's in fishnet stockings, high heels on a Stairmaster. Of course, Mariah's on a Stairmaster.
Right, right.
And she's
just
sort of looking back, like, oh my God, how did you get this picture of my butt? So, those are pretty annoying, I think.
Yeah, maybe because you hung it out there, but, just saying, right?
Right. So I've actually teamed up with Straight Talk to create some videos. You can see them on their YouTube channel, Straight Talk's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And Straight Talk, of course, has some great ideas for us to understand. And, of course, what you're sharing with us today. What is the best way to share good content?
I mean, go to Straight Talk. You see that they have no contracts. They offer nationwide coverage on America's best networks, and they offer great data plans.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of good content, we talked about your pet peeves. What kind of tweets and social media, content are you seeing out there? You're saying, wow, this is clever. This is good stuff. I mean, I used to have an old boss in radio that and I hold to this very day. He says that whenever you communicate, you want to elicit a positive emotional response. In other words, you want the person that's receiving the communication to say, you know what, I'm glad you shared that with me.
Wow, that's such a... I think that maybe there was a different president when your when your boss said that.
Yes. Well, it was wise. He's probably one of the best program directors I ever worked under in my whole life. His name is Chuck Blore, based out of Los Angeles to this day. Brilliant, brilliant man. And like I said, I've held on to that quote, and I've used it not only in aspects of radio communication, but in relationships and in other areas of my journey in this life, because I think it's just, like you say, it's one of those profound statements that has a tremendous amount of application.
You always want to leave people with a positive experience.
Mm. Yeah, and the thing is that here we are, as you know, Natasha, this information age that we live in. We have been reduced and conditioned for a long time. As you know, in TV, it's the 8-second soundbite. Twitterverse, it's 140 characters. I mean, we are the microwave generation, aren't we?
I know, it's changing fast.
Well, you know, and so what it is that you communicate has to be something that you, I think you stop to think, you know, just like with you, when you're writing a series, you're thinking about what the object of your affection is. I mean, your audience, what do you think that they want to hear? And shouldn't that be the same way that we approach these messages that we send out there?
Absolutely. I think your boss was very wise, and I think that's a very nice thing to try to keep in mind in this age where, you know, there is a lot of negativity online.
Well, and that's the thing, the opportunity. What balances out negativity is positivity, and we have to give place to that. But if we're going to be so emotionally hung up in the negative, I mean, how does that serve us after all, other than maybe just setting up a contrast so that when somebody says something of value, that it just stands out that much more? I'm not sure, Natasha. What do you think?
I think you just have to keep putting it out there and keep being positive and, you know, just try to do exactly what you're saying, not get sucked into the negative news loop and the negative, you know, post.
Yeah, there's plenty of that out there already. Why can't we make, be the difference generation that balances out this, this negative perspective that's out there that seems to be prevailing? Because I'm not sure if any good comes out of it, at least in my lifetime and experience. And you know, in your business, that you've got to hold to a higher standard. You got to encourage people. You got to bless them, and I say you got to add to their day. You know, I used to say before, when I was an executive director of a private school, when people would come in and want to complain, I say, okay, before we start this session, are you going to add or take away from my day, you know?
Oh, that's a good thing to say, yes.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, people don't always know if they think they're making you happy with a picture of their butt, and yes,
yeah,
it does make some people happy, but in general, it annoys people, so
yeah.
I guess you just have to try to be yourself and not annoy people too much, and
yeah. I guess if your butt is less than, you're happy to see that picture of their butt, right?
Exactly.
Just saying, if I can say that. Well, you've got some exciting projects come up. As we wrap things up, Natasha, update everybody on these projects that you're working on.
I have another period, season 3, coming out this summer on Comedy Central. It's a reality show, fake reality show that takes place in the Gilded Age, and we have so many great comedians in our cast. And I'm also on season 2 of Dice on Showtime with Andrew Dice Clay.
Right.
And I will be doing a tour with my husband, Moshe Kasher, who is also a comedian. And it's called the Honeymoon Tour. We just got married.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're going
congratulations.
Thank you. And we're going to the most glamorous destinations in America. So you'll have to, hopefully, if you're not living in one of these destinations, make a road trip out of it. Come here with your loved ones.
What a great way to extend
it.
Your honeymoon. Just keep that honeymoon going on. Okay, one final question. We got 5 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
More information on Straight Talk, go to the YouTube channel. And more information on me, go to Twitter. Natasha Leggero at Twitter.
And she'll make your day, guaranteed. Natasha Leggero on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Natasha.
Bye, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, I'd say that to all of America. You know, there's such a thing as the Constitution. I mean, it's amazing, you know, these man on the street interviews. Samantha Mills, Mal, we're going to bring you on right away, the good news girl here, only because we can go back and forth about it. Are you as amazed as I am at some of the answers when people are asked just basic civic questions? And I mean, and the thing is, astounds me, it's not like, you know, Jesse Waters or some of these other people that go and do these interviews are going, I mean, they're going to learning institutions. They're outside of Harvard or Yale or whatever. And the responses they come up with, it's like, wait a minute, how could you not know this about our government? It's like, what are you focusing on? Is it too much technology, too much Facebook, too much other stuff that really doesn't matter that we forget about? Oh, yeah, the Constitution? What do you think?
I'm definitely scared. I've actually, like, more than amazed, I would say I'm scared, because they might need to have, like, a little bit of a test or something for people to be able to vote. Just if you could just pass this, like, five-question quiz.
Yeah, but then we start getting into Jim Crow laws. Everybody goes wiggy. You know, it would drive them nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, but it's the responsibility. If this is a government of, for, and by we the people, that says we're in charge. And if we're not aware of what we're in charge of, we're in trouble. And, this great American experiment, sadly, almost slid away on us, but for, you know, the November election, we had a pause button. You know, we brought up that frightful thought here the other day. You know, you imagine what it would have been like, 40 days after a Hillary Clinton administration. What would America be looking like in a little over a month if she'd have been elected?
I feel like it would be very different already.
Trump, I mean, there
was so hard to accomplish everything he said he was going to do already.
Right.
I think she would have pushed aggressively in the very different direction. So.
Yeah, we welcome to Europe, welcome to socialism. I mean, we'd be so much further down the road. It would be crazy. But anyway, I want to get on to your viral videos. Of course, Samantha Mills Mao is the good news girl, and she searches the highways, the byways for all these viral videos. And, you know, every week is kind enough to report on these and make us smile. Let us cry a little bit every once in a while, too, because some of these are just way, way too touching. I love proposals. I got to tell you, I love, and it seems like, you know, some of the ones that really get the attention, of course, are at major, like, events, you know, football games, basketball games, whatever. And you've got a woman who gets a surprise proposal after making a half-court shot at a basketball game. So tell us about that.
Okay, so a Siena University basketball fan, actually, you know, she made a half-court shot, and you would think that would be, like, the highlight of her night. She takes a shot, she wins $500 gift cards, and she turns around, and her boyfriend's there to propose to her, dressed as Mr. Cuppy, like the Dunkin' Donuts mascot.
Right.
So, okay, so this is how it happened. Steve Duckett decided he wanted to propose to Erin Tobin, his girlfriend, a few weeks ago. They've been dating, they met on Match.com like 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And so he starts getting all these plans ready, and she was a fan of Siena University. She graduated from there. So he decides, you know, I'm going to contact the school, I'm going to contact this public relations firm, we're going to make an arrangement to get her out there on the court. I'm going to get dressed up in this Cuppy costume.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the whole thing was contingent on her missing the shot. So she had actually played basketball before, but she went a few days before, and she, like, did a practice shot.
She cheated?
Give her $50.
She cheated?
She practiced. But she totally missed. So she was like, ah, whatever, I'm done with it.
Right.
Her brother said he'd give her $50 if she even hit the rim.
Uh-huh.
She takes the shot. She launches it. And then, you know, the whole crowd goes crazy. There's over 5,000 people watching her take the shot, and she dances around. And poor Steve can't even see her anymore through the Cuppy costume. But the whole she got led back to the middle of the court and was able to get her proposal. She knew it was a proposal as soon as she saw Cuppy getting down on one knee.
So she's probably going, so what happened if I'd have missed? You wouldn't have proposed to me?
I know. Exactly. Well, he's been planning on her missing so that it would stay calm and she'd be able, because he's like, well, if she hits it, then everything would go crazy. And she's going to run off the court and I'm not going to be able to get her. But he said he should have known better than to think she would miss. But it was a very, very.
And meanwhile, the basketball team's sitting there in the locker room thinking, what is this? Is Lady Gaga performing? This is taking a long time, you know? Well, how much fun. Wow. Well, congratulations. To the fiancés, and you know, what a neat way, and you know, you love the creativity of people. It's endless, huh? Isn't that cool?
No, well, so impressive.
Well, after all that, she made the basket. Did she say yes?
Oh, she said yes, of course, absolutely. Oh. She was ready. I think they kind of knew from the moment they met each other. So.
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. She'd been on standby waiting for him.
Well, how touching. That's great. Now, you got another viral video about a high school football players who they save a woman who's pinned under a truck. Wow.
This is amazing. Down in Orlando a few days ago, an Orlando mother was actually hit by a truck when she was going across a crosswalk. She pushed her daughter out of the way, and the truck ends up pinning her down.
Oh.
And it was crushing her chest and make it so she couldn't breathe. And her husband and some other standers by were trying to lift this truck. This was a huge truck. And then four football players who happened to also be on the weightlifting team were walking by, and they were able to lift the truck up off of her. And she actually ended up, you know, she has a fractured pelvis and some cracked ribs, but she has no internal injuries and she's going to be okay.
Wow.
And it's absolutely amazing that they took a picture of right after it happened, and it's gone viral. And one of the players that was helping her, Mario Hernandez, said there's a reason for everything, and it feels like it was a God moment for him.
Yeah,
so,
without a doubt. Wow. What a miracle.
I mean, what perfect people to be walking by. You know, if there had just been one of these young men, who knows what would have happened. It would have been a very different ending to this story.
Without a doubt. Or if they would have claimed safe safe space and didn't want to get involved in everything. But that just says a lot
right.
about these kids and, you know, their family. And, you know, this is what America is all about. And this is some of the stuff that, you know, happens. It really happens every day, ladies and gentlemen. And it just, you know, we kind of take it for granted because we want to, you know, watch about all this other stuff, crazy people, you know, burning up colleges and things like that. But then you got football players that see, you know, a fellow citizen, a fellow member of life, you know, like this, and they don't even think twice about it. They just go and help her out, right?
That's right. It wasn't even a moment's thought. You know, it was just that they heard that somebody needed help, and that's just what they gave, and thank God they were there. It's absolutely amazing, because that story could have gotten, you know, and actually the Orlando mom that pushed her little girl out of the way, so she was a hero, and then she had other people that came to help her, called for help, they're heroes, and then these young men were heroes. So it was just a whole group of people just looking out for each other, and it was really humanity at its best. So.
Yeah, and the one thing about these heroes like that too, you know, you watch them and they're so humble. I mean, it's just like I don't understand what the big deal is about, right?
That's right. They're like, well, anybody would have done it, and you know, not everybody would do that, but it's always very humbling to see when people do. It's
without
always
a doubt.
Very humbling.
Well, thank you to those football players and all the heroes in that story. You've got a pregnancy photo. it's going bonkers, huh?
Oh, yeah. This kind of started out as a little bit of a joke, because Todd Craig and his fiance, actually, her name's Amanda Deason, and they met whenever he was in recovery. He'd been in an accident back in 2014 that left him a paraplegic, and she was working at the recovery center, and they met, and they fell in love, and she always thought, you know, because of his injuries that if they ever had children, it would have to be through in vitro.
Yes.
Well, it's really rare, and it's unusual that this would happen, but she ended up getting pregnant. And
surprise.
It was a surprise to everybody. The doctors were surprised. Everybody
right.
was surprised.
Yeah.
And so they took a picture that she said was very much a sense of humor, and it says, it still works. And it has him giving a thumbs up, sitting in the, like, you know, all excited,
yeah, right.
sitting in the wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
And it just took off, and I think that everybody's just, and I'm sure that's something that a lot of people think about when you are injured like that, you know, like what is your ability to conceive, and, you know,
exactly.
for them to be able to conceive and, you know, do it so young. They're 23 and 25 years old, and just congratulations to them. And you've got to love the photo. He looks so happy. Like,
yeah, I bet.
She looks a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah,
but the photo just has taken off and gone everywhere. And, you know, you see pregnancy announcements all the time, but this one really, you can't help but laugh and smile whenever you see him.
Exactly. Now you got a Google CEO responding to a girl who wrote looking for a job. What did he tell her?
Okay, so this little girl, she actually, she has several things that she wants to do. Her name's Chloe, and she wrote the boss of Google. She said, "Dear Google boss, I would like to work at Google." And she starts talking about she also wants to, like, swim in the Olympics and work in a chocolate factory. And it's just a really sweet, you know, from a child's perspective, letter about the job she dreams of doing. And little did she know she'd get a boss letter back from the CEO of Google himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool. He said, "Thank you for your letter. I'm glad that you like computers and robots, and I hope that you continue to learn about technology. I think if you keep working hard and following your dreams, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Working at Google to swimming in the Olympics, and I look forward to receiving your application when you're finished with school."
Wow,
and that
very
came from
cool.
Sundir Pichai. And you know what? I think that will change her feelings for the rest of her life and what she's able to accomplish, to have somebody like that reach out to you and encourage you.
Yes.
It could change the trajectory of what she's able to accomplish forever.
Well,
so
that,
good for her,
gives her,
good for him.
It gives her a sense of vision for her life and what she's
right.
what she's shooting for. And here it is, fortunately, the CEO of Google was gracious enough to respond, because there, you know, other kids, you know, that they write, they don't get a response for them necessarily. You know, good for both of them, you know, for that little girl to have the nerve to do it and follow through, and for the Google CEO to respond back, right? What a sweet story. That's very good.
Respond back personally. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, these stories and others are at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner, and they're right there, our gift to you. And Sam, if they want to be in touch with you, how do they do that?
They email me at Sam's Corner at BML@gmail.com.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know?